Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello.
Hiya, good to have you back.
Good to be here. You know, we nearly weren't here, were we?
We very nearly weren't.
We nearly weren't here because Rosie wasn't feeling up to it, said she was feeling very tired, and we're sitting in the studio having a chat, because we love that you're listening, we feel like you're part of the gang, so we'd like to let you behind the curtain and let you know everything that transpires in and around it. And Rosie's exact words, I think you should go into motivational speaking. Because your exact words were, actually, let's do the podcast. And I quote, I've had a packet of crisps and they're starting to kick in.
They are kicking in.
Now, I don't think anyone at Glastonbury or any kind of rave has ever said, I've had a packet of crisps, they're starting to kick in.
I told you I've never done any sort of drugs before, so to me, this is...
Honestly, mate, I had some fucking Monster Munch and just as the beat dropped, they fucking kicked in.
I keep watching stuff about drugs, you know.
Right.
And people go on about how mint it is.
Yeah.
I'm tempted, like.
Are you really?
I'm tempted to try. I think I'm just too old.
That's a great thing to say on our worldwide medium.
Is it?
They're not. Don't be tempted. They're for mugs. What are the four? Mugs.
Drugs are for mugs.
Drugs are
for
mugs.
I do agree. What was it I was watching where they were talking about it? Oh, I watched a really good programme on Now.
Can I just say?
About a cult, and they were doing... Yeah,
I can't keep up with the amount of shit you watch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you do it. And I'm
what do you
mean? Dare I say I'm a bit jealous. I think I watch about four things. I must watch four or five things.
Like, just on rotation, what do you mean?
Just, so, I'm currently watching Invincible, which is a graphic novel that's been turned into an animation. It's on Prime. Love it. It's great. It's
you
massive
do,
voice
actor. You love a cartoon.
I do love a
You're
cartoon.
You're a grown man. What are you watching cartoons for? Crock of shit.
It's fucking great.
All the time,
man.
You're like, watch this cartoon. Bill Burr's done a cartoon, right? Okay.
Ah, yes. Oh, I could have cried when the Bill Burr one. F is for Family. Could have cried when that finished. So, I watch Invincible. I watch a UFC. Dare I say it? No, okay, I'm only watching two things at the minute. And sometimes I sit down and I go, I'm going to watch a telly. I sit down and I go, I don't know what.
I just get bored easily.
Every time I go in, there's something new on.
Mm.
The housewives are either screaming at each other. Mm. Someone's getting their fucking sternum ripped out in botched or whatever. A part of a body.
Right.
I walked in a day to have me breakfast and he was describing something and I thought, I don't want to eat my breakfast anymore because this sounds horrendous.
Do you know, I've realised, do you know what my toxic trait is?
Yeah.
Right, thinking that I could just be a plastic surgeon.
That's a fucking great toxic trait.
I literally watch Botch and I'm like, I feel like I could do this with the right stuff. Like Grey's, I watch Grey's and I'm like,
brilliant.
That doesn't look that hard.
Brilliant, yeah.
Obviously it is.
Amazing.
But I watch them stapling the guy, I'm like, I could do that.
Great. Yeah, yeah. So if we're ever on a plane and the shout, is there a doctor on board? I'm going to have to put my hand over your mouth.
Not stuff like that I couldn't do. So I couldn't do the everyday stuff. Like,
all right. So just the...
just the really intricate...
Keyhole. Thoracic surgery.
Not keyhole. I'm talking lifting up the flaps.
Oh, you're talking about
together.
Like open heart surgery.
Yeah, okay. So you can't do CPR. I can do CPR.
Okay, great.
I've got me life saving from swimming.
Can't maybe pop a shoulder back in that's been dislocated, none of that.
No, revive
someone. But honestly, I can't pump his chest, but whip that skin off,
and
open
I'll,
that fucking rib cage, and I'll go straight in them ventricles. I'll up in them ventricles.
They make it look really easy. I think that's what they're so good about, you know, Dr. Dubrow. And Dr. Paul Nassif. They just make it look so easy.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh, they're the botch.
They're the botch, right, doctors. We're going back to botched, yeah. I don't know what scenario we'll be in where someone says, excuse me, this woman is hideous. Is there a plastic surgeon on board? And you just run up and just do that
it's
thing
me.
Where you break their
I've
nose.
I've seen 8 series of botched. Come on.
The breaking nose things, the pits. I've seen them break
the
nose.
I struggle watching the nose one. When they chisel the noses.
Yeah,
they
basically put a chisel up and give it a good smash, didn't they?
Funny though, last night. Funny. Mm-hmm. I was watching it and there was this woman who had like massive fake boobs. Huge, right? And Robin was going to sleep. I had it on the iPad. God, he was in my bed falling asleep.
Corrupted our children with
He was just like looking over my shoulder and I was like, what's he looking at?
What's he looking at?
This massive pair of tits. And I went, are you looking at my screen? He's like, no. I was like,
poor kid,
God.
Man. Poor kid.
They were blurred out.
All right, great. That's good. Yeah. Mm. Wow.
Hurt my hand.
But what happened? Just as you were talking, you started.
That I fell over in the bath.
You fell over. Yes. Because you
pissed.
And your mum and your sister sat in our hot tub last week.
Money's worth.
Drinking bottle after bottle of wine.
Yeah. It was Easter Sunday.
Oh, you are.
But we're all Catholic for Jesus.
Yeah. And
we're celebrating the rebirth. What happened? He came back, didn't he?
Brilliant Catholic. There you are. The hot tub the next day, I had to put extra chemicals in. I don't know what had happened, but I just believe that you and your mum and your sister, and I know your mum and your sister listen, and I, at the risk of getting cancelled here, you had turned it into some kind of slag soup.
What do you mean? It was fake tan
or something. It was, the water was murky.
I got out for a wee.
Oh, God, congratulations.
Thank you.
Is that instead of pissing in the hot tub?
Yes. I went on the grass.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, that is... Well, did you wash your feet before you got back in?
Probably not, no.
Right, there we go. Can't remember. So you're all getting out, pissing on the grass like cattle, and then going back in with muddy feet. That'll be what it is. It took me 3 days to get that water crystal clear again.
Right, good for you.
What did the guy say? Can you remember when the guy came to do a service on the hot tub and he said it's the cleanest water he's ever
it
seen
is.
In a hot tub?
Listen.
Honestly...
do keep that hot tub nip and clean.
Thing. So I watch UFC, I watch Invincible, and I clean that hot
tub. We live in that hot tub, I swear to God. You know money's when people, worth. Honestly, you know when people are like, I just don't know if it's worth it. Like, we go in
hours,
we get
what money's worth.
Like 4 times a week.
Yeah, well, money's worth a load of stuff. I've got socks and underpants that should be binned years. I keep them, I get me money's worth.
Get your money's worth.
Listen, anyway, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. It's episode 264. We bloody love that you keep coming back and listening to our absolute bollocks.
Drivel.
Obviously, drivel. Please click subscribe or follow on your podcast app. I am going to keep asking that just until you do it. Just fucking do it, please. I know I sound like one of them YouTubers, but that's just reminded us something.
What?
Robin watches YouTube sometimes. When he's levels of
arse... last week, yeah.
When his levels of arseholery drop to the point of where you go, okay, you can top it up with a bit of YouTube now. Mm. You talk like a dickhead. We were watching a YouTube video today and the guy said, please subscribe, you know, because it helps me out and all this. And he was quite forthcoming with it. And he then at the end of the video went, oh, I've just had a notification to say that one of you guys watching this hasn't subscribed. So can that person please subscribe? Like, obviously bullshit. And Robin went, oh, Dad, that'll be us.
Oh, my God.
He went, that'll be us. He knows we haven't subscribed. I went, Robin, no. No. But if you're listening now and you haven't subscribed, I've just had notifications saying that you haven't subscribed. And I know you haven't subscribed, so I don't care if you're fucking jogging or walking your fucking dog, right? Stop for a second and click subscribe
Please
or follow.
Subscribe.
Thank you. Now, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. Ooh. And I've just realised that absolute hypocrisy is someone who does a podcast for a living of this being the lucrative sponsor, but it's going to be anyway. This week's lucrative sponsor is Voice Notes. Stop fucking sending them. I'm getting pissed off.
Right.
You know what? At the risk of upsetting people here, because I've got a couple of people who I get on with really, really well, who are currently sending me voice notes quite a lot for various different things. Honestly, ring me or text me. Don't dictate a letter to me like I'm your fucking secretary. I've had enough.
We don't voice note each other.
And I find it to just be... you sound like fucking Alan Partridge when he's giving ideas to his...
Okay.
Lynn, monkey tennis. Stop it.
I don't mind a voice note, but there's only a very few amount of people that I will send a voice note. I've got a WhatsApp group with Angela and Steph.
Yeah.
Me and Steph send voice notes. Angela does not do a voice note at all. She listens to them and just replies in text.
Honestly?
I think she hates the sound of her voice.
If you're listening and you're like, I have to send... Give someone buy a walkie-talkie. Buy a walkie-talkie, because that's all it is. Sick of it. Stop it.
They are easier though.
Fuck, it's just irritating.
But they, but you love a con- oh, honestly, don't ever ring me. Don't. Unless I'm having a good day.
Right, okay.
If I'm having a good day, I can talk all day. And, right, okay. But there's only, like I say again, there's about three people I can speak to on the phone.
Yeah.
You're probably one of them.
Me.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm barely one of them, to be fair, because the amount of times I ring you and it rings out again and again and again and again.
Because I'm usually on the phone.
I'm on the phone to Steph. What did you want? I'm on the phone to Steph. House is on fire. But Steph was talking shit with me. Me and Steph were talking shit. God, you know where the water is. Get the hose, put the fire out. Me and Steph were talking shit.
Therapy. Shit talkers. No, I don't answer my phone. Dentist, I will ring you back. The rang is again today. And
You're a fucking mess.
I can't
oh,
do it.
Oh god.
Anyway,
what if Botched, the people for Botched were ringing you for you to be the third doctor on Botched? They were like, "Look, you've seen it so much.
Oh, finally,
you're going to be the third doctor." But they're going to ring you, and you're going to have a 3-hour phone conversation with them to get the job.
No, thank you. No, thanks. Goodbye.
She can do. Hey, she can do all the surgery, no bother, but she cannot speak on the phone. What a clip.
We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged. I was going to say Shagged, Married, Avoid. Gosh.
Nope.
Shagged, Married,
again,
Annoyed.
People constantly tell us they've watched.
I know.
I'll watch your snog, Married, Avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know how to take that. You might as well tell us you thought I played well in the Wimbledon final, because that is so far off factually accurate. I've talked about it before, I don't want to go over. Anyway, yes. How are you? Apart
I'm
from being
right.
A little bit tired.
I know, I didn't sleep very well last night.
No.
I had a bad dream that woke us up.
Bad dream.
And then, am I going to mention that the lamp just fell off the table?
Look, this is our podcast about our life and what happens in our marriage, and you might as well, do the accent if you're going to do it.
What?
Derek Acorda, spirits, come to me, spirits, where are you?
I love that programme.
It was
so
good.
Even.
So, 85,000 episodes, not one ghost spotted.
No, there was a couple.
There was a fucking orb.
I remember Girls Aloud did an episode, celebrity episode, and Cheryl shit her pants.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so,
if that doesn't sum that show up, what a great fucking era, I tell you, that was.
Brilliant.
Girls Aloud did
when all you could
an
see,
episode of Most Haunted.
But all you could see was just the eyes. Everyone's eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Just loads
As
of people in night
that.
Vision shit in their pants.
As
loads
if
of
we
people in night
that,
vision
though.
Shit in their pants. Not one bit of proof. If you go back, look, there's an orb. There's an orb on the car. Get in the fucking bin.
Oh, don't. I loved it.
Anyway. Derek, back to you.
All right, so I had a bad dream.
All right, stop.
No, I can't do it.
That attempt at the accent's a bad dream.
Right. That was quite a good accent.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Had a bad dream.
Mm-hmm.
Felt a pressure on my chest.
A pressure and a presence.
I woke up and I kind of dozed back off to sleep, sweating my bait off, right, because I was scared and I wouldn't put my feet out of the covers.
Got you. And you had a hot water bottle, which you made me do.
And I had a hot water bottle. So I was sweating, and then the lamp fell off the bedside table.
Mm-hmm.
Just fell off the table.
Yeah.
No idea. Rafe was in bed with us. Yeah. He was nowhere near. Nowhere near.
And
it came
lamp.
Off. Me and Chris have been doing reconstructions.
Yeah, we've reconstructed it. I think I've sorted it. I think the lamp may have fell onto its side earlier in the night.
Mm.
And I think it was slowly.
But wouldn't I have heard it fall earlier in the night?
Not if you were in a big sweaty, deep pressure on your chest sleep.
True.
And it would, I think it's fell on its side, because he does. He ends up over that side of the bed anyway. Then he's moved his way back across. He's knocked it onto its side.
But nothing else was
fell
touched.
It's fell off the desk.
There's a cushion that's in between the bed
and
the bedside table, so
he
doesn't hurt
over
his
the
head.
Cushion, and he's pushed over the cushion. He's gone up.
The flap of the cushion had not moved.
Oh, listen. Right, give me a photo. Did that? You know that photo you took of the cushion just before he went to bed, and then the photo you took this morning? Let's compare them.
I didn't take
exactly.
The
so there we go.
Right.
I think it fell inside, and I think it possibly rolled off the table, the bedside table, and then you were like, "But the lamp, the shade was facing away from the bed." And I explained to you that with the shade being bigger than the bottom of it, it would have rolled like a cone. The shade would have sort of came back on itself.
Okay.
But I didn't call bullshit to you. as much as I normally call bullshit to you, because I could tell you were affected by it.
I'm scared. Yeah. But tonight, I'm looking forward to going on a trip down memory lane to my old school.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know.
Well, we've got to actually... What time? Shields what time are girls allowed popping around tonight?
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Speaking about freaky and weird.
Yes.
nice to see you again. I had a...
Speaking about freaking weird. Oh, here you are. I am freaky and weird.
That's why I love you.
People, like, so I've realised, I'm sorry to...
That's fine, go for it. It's a conversation, isn't it?
You know, when you meet people, because obviously we're in the public eye now, and you meet people, when I start talking, the mouth's open in a weird way, and I've noticed it, and I just think they don't expect me to talk at them as much.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I talk and talk and talk, and I think they're a bit like, I wish I'd never fucking started talking to you.
Yeah, I get a lot of that at jiu-jitsu. I get a lot of people who are like, oh, and they're like, oh, well, you know, you can tell at first they're a bit standoffish and they're kind of like, oh, it's him off the telly. And then quickly they're like, oh, okay, yeah, you're just a number.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. I just talk, I talk loads and I say something stupid. I say something wildly inappropriate, which I lie in bed at night thinking, fuck,
over-sharer.
Why did
you're
I say that?
You're a classic oversharer.
Massively.
You tell them something you shouldn't have told.
Yeah, and then I think, oh, God, that's going to... is in the arse, hasn't yet.
It's
but...
even worse for me at jiu-jitsu. I know you love talking about jiu-jitsu, so let's dive right in.
Bring jiu-jitsu?
Because it gives us time off from me brain. Mm. So when I'm on the mat and I'm rolling, like, we're rolling and sparring, me brain switches off. I'm only in that moment. It's the most present I am in life.
This is my moment.
No, so I come off the mat and we're all sitting getting... That's... Great. We're all sitting getting ready and I'm verbal diarrhea because I've had... 10, 15, 20 minutes at the end where we've been sparring. I've had that time off from my
own
brain.
I've got a question.
Yeah?
I've got a jiu-jitsu question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you stink?
No.
No?
It's one of the... So I went yesterday and I had one of my gis on a green... It was gi class, so I had a green gi on with a rash guard underneath. And I happened to wash them both as soon as I got back yesterday, which is the thing I always do. And because it was a bit warmer, they were both dry this morning when I was packing my bag, so I threw them straight in. Mm. And the first thing... The coach said it was when I got there, Alex, he went, is that the same gi from yesterday? I went, yeah, he went, you better fucking washed it. I went, shit, I went, mate. I was like, of course.
Oh my God.
He was on it like, they're on it. Not
rash
hardly
guard's
anyone
horrible.
Stinks.
Why is it called a rash guard?
Stops getting a rash. Next
That's
question.
That's awful. Sounds like stab vest. It's in
sounds
the same.
Not, sounds nothing like stab
No, but
vest.
It's the same sort of like rash guard, stab vest.
Yeah, well, one of them's going to stop
you
stab, the other
jacket.
One's not. I think the rash guards, I think they were initially for surfers. I think it's the thing that
surfer,
like a long sleeve thing
is.
That surfer
That's
wears.
What we put on the kids when we go on holiday for them not to get burned. Rash guard.
I wear it underneath me gi because me gi does, if it hasn't been softened properly, it does give us a little rash.
Gi is also Indian butter.
It's a bit different. This is just G-I.
Oh, is it?
G is G-H-E-E.
Oh.
This is gi.
Just
G-I. You... Oh my God, you don't even know how to spell the thing away on my favourite hobby.
I don't.
What, it's like we don't even know each other.
We don't. Yeah. What were you actually talking about?
All I was going to say was, I come off the mats and because I've had time off my brain, I talk and it's verbal diarrhea. And I get in the car and I go, why did I have to subject them to all of that? It's fucking painful. What was I going to say before that though? Speaking of freaking weird. I had like a week and a bit off. I'm off Instagram again because... Not out of any sort of... Everyone's threatening, you know, I'm off social media. I'm not doing that. What I'm doing is I'm avoiding UFC results.
Mm.
And it kind of goes hand in hand where I come off Instagram. I don't have to sit in school. I'm avoiding them. I was avoiding last week's. So let's have a look. So
I need to come off Instagram.
I'm just checking my diary here.
Makes
so there was
sad.
There was an event that... The UFC event's nearly every week now. It's amazing. So there was an event on the 30th. Saturday the 13th of March, there was an event. So I stayed off me... phone off Instagram all that work all that week and then I finished I only caught up on Friday because I'd had a busy week, so I only caught up watching a little bit per night on Friday. So I went back on my phone on Saturday before the next UFC event just for a little catch up, check my DMs and all that, and I happened to scroll.
Did you check your DMs?
Just for people I know, like friends and stuff, and you've always tagged us in some shite about how to be a better parent, which hurts a lot, by the way.
You never watch them.
Because it's always fucking passive-aggressive. This is why you shouldn't shout and you go, oh, fuck off, man. This is why you shouldn't tell a child this. Oh, great, he has some more DMs of Rosie telling us why I'm a bad dad. I get enough of that watching Bluey. Now listen.
My mom sent me a great one the other day of really terrible extensions at the back of someone's head.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Go on, this is you.
That's you. Carpet joint in the back of your head.
Oh, funny.
So on the 6th, Saturday the 6th, I went back on before the UFC had started at about 8 o'clock at night. And obviously your feed just gives you the sort of most popular stuff that you've missed.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie, I got hit with and completely hook, line and sinkered with about six April Fools in a row. And I didn't, and I was like, this is madness. I was like, why are all these weird, this is, it's like, how have I not heard about this through conversations with people? Because all of these things are ridiculous, all April Fools.
Because people have just, because
six or seven in a row.
When social media was newer, back in the day, people got away with the April Fools. Now it's very much old hat.
Yeah.
And I just got really irritated and bored.
But yeah, but you looked at them on April Fool's Day.
Yes, this was, I did. Okay, I forgot
it had even been April Fool's Day. Right. I was fucking exhausted by the end. Honestly, it was an emotional roller coaster. I didn't know what was going on. There was a thing. So, you know, Emma Barton, who did Strictly with us from EastEnders.
Uh-huh.
So she put one on where she was like, oh, there's a new character coming to the square. And it's her playing an identical twin, like Jean-Claude Van Damme. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, how are they going to do that? And then I realised, and I was like, oh, Christ.
Done.
Six or seven of them in a row. One of them was that these two fighters were going to fight who'd be like, oh, it was just my jaw hit the floor. Honestly.
I need, my algorithm is whack at the minute, like.
Oh, you can get that in a t-shirt.
My algorithm is whack. I'd rather die.
That is possibly, that might be the worst thing I think you've ever said. Talk about icks. If I was in a bar or a restaurant and I walked past and I heard someone say to the other person on the table, I'm just walking past, I'm on my way to the toilet, right? And one twat sitting on the phone says to someone else, my algorithm is whack. I think I'd flip the table.
I'm so sorry.
I think I'd flip the table.
Okay, listen, I will take full... That was horrible. I'm really sorry about that. Do you know what, Robin?
I think my dick fell off.
Oh, good. Thank God for that. Do you know what Robin said to Rafe the other week? My Kate reminded us... Rafe was getting on Robin's nerves and Robin went, oh, go on, get wrecked.
Get wrecked's good.
Oh, get wrecked.
Oh, get wrecked's very good.
No, what was it? No, my algorithm is whack, right?
Oh, she said it again?
I don't give a shit. Like, I think it's because I linger on them too long because it pisses off so much. Just happy families.
Right.
Just happy fucking skinny, lush families on holiday and that with well-behaved kids just having a mint time. And I just want to, and I watch them, I think, because I hate them. And then the algorithm thinks this is the content you need, when in fact it's actually damaging my mental health. Thank you, Instagram, for ruining everything. It's just bullshit, isn't it? Yeah. Absolute utter fucking bollocks.
Yeah. Now and then my algorithm goes too far. So obviously I follow a lot of like jiu-jitsu, a lot of like MMA stuff, like UFC, just to like watching it. And then so now it'll just, you know, it shows genuine sports clips from actual MMA events. Mm. And then it'll go, oh yeah, I have a little bit of security footage from the MMA gym where the sparring went a bit too far or whatever. And you go, oh, and he's like, and then it goes, oh yeah, car park fight. And I go,
I love that shit. I'm all for that. Oh, no, I'd rather watch that than
banging
bloody...
the heads off the concrete and that. No chance.
Oh God. No the chance. Smiths in the Maldives with their lovely little children who are dressed in matching clothes with no stains. And I just want to go, this is not real life.
They didn't film the flight.
No, they never do.
It's fucking hell on earth.
I know.
I always see people on, they've gone long haul with their kids and they're like, and they're somewhere like the Maldives or they're somewhere like really a beautiful, incredible place. Mm. Maldives, have you got to take like four or five planes to get there? One of them being a rickety little fucking island hopper.
Mm-hmm.
God, they've been rank.
I know.
There's no photos of that.
No, I know.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's all bullshit. Come on. Remember that it's all bullshit.
I know, but son, I get sucked in.
Let them enjoy their little holidays, right? Yeah, it's all good.
Okay, fair enough. Babadoo, 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 ba. Had a lovely conversation with me nana the other day. Me nana, Bridget, love her, 86 years young.
Legend.
We're chatting about, I don't know how we got in the conversation. We're just talking about like, you know, when older, mostly men, kind of date younger, a lot younger women.
Okay.
Must have been something, she must have seen something in the papers or something, kind of going, oh, did you see that? I just was like, I just don't think I could ever do that, no matter how much money. Like, it's obviously rich people.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, other sexes dating other older just.
We're talking about
a mega age gap.
Mega gold diggers. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah,
depending,
pretty much.
Like, regardless of gender, we're talking about someone younger and beautiful going out with someone much, much older for the fact that they're going to get the money when they die.
Yeah.
Right.
So I kind of said, like, it's just not, I just don't think I could ever do it. I'd rather go out with someone.
On what side?
What do you mean?
On what side of it do you want to be on? What do you mean? What do you mean? You not be the older one going out with the younger one, or do you mean not being?
Oh,
no, the
I could do
one?
That. I couldn't be. Excuse me. I mean,
I didn't expect that reaction. Yeah.
Sung Young Hot Stud wants my old wrinkled prune vagina. I'm all up for it. Obviously, you'll be dead by then.
Oh yeah, thank God. Wish I'd died before I heard that sentence.
Oh, great cover. No, I basically said I would rather have someone who's like dirt poor but lush. Do you know what I mean?
I understand.
Like, that would be my cup of tea.
Got you.
And it just was such a lovely saying, and I just don't think I'll ever forget it. My nana said, well, yes, I'd rather have nowt to eat, but something nice to look at. I just thought that was nice.
That's really good. Yeah, that's
really,
really good.
Was it? That's
nowt to eat, but something nice
I'd
to look at.
I'd rather have nowt to eat, but at least you'll have something good to look at.
Well, there we go.
So there you go.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of minging and, you know, prune vaginas and stuff, and then you kind of pull it back at the end.
Yeah, thank you.
Well,
trying
done.
My best.
Well done. You know, hey.
I'm a wordsmith.
Like, no, definitely not. Life's a journey, though.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your
Beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? Beef, 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 beef.
You first?
We talked about Rafe not being very well last week and having the shits and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Which, did we say what it turned out to be?
Compilobacter. Compilobacter.
Yeah, compilobacter.
Compilobacter.
Fucking food poisoning?
Yeah.
God, for
from possibly somewhere you took them.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's always just always good to just get that out.
Brilliant.
There.
Thanks for that. Thanks for that.
It's absolutely fine.
You're chuffed with that, aren't you? Really happy with that?
100%.
Really happy with yourself. Yeah. Well done. 100%.
Same when he's with me, he drinks fruit shoots and eats Pringles. No worry. No worry at all. None of this exotic stuff. None of this what? Meats and cheeses? No chance. Pringles, straight from the tube. Hold
easy.
The tube, son. It's your tube.
Easy.
Yeah. Don't lick your fingers. Tastes like sanitizer. Fruit shoot.
No, done. My beef with you is you just could not wait to get Dioralite in that bin. You are obsessed. Obsessed with Dioralite.
You are. So you know how your mom doesn't believe treadmills are a thing? Regular listeners will know that you could tell Sandra, you could tell her that you'd just done a marathon on a treadmill and she would not give a fuck. There's part of her that thinks that, I think she thinks the treadmill runs for you.
I'm not sure.
She thinks because it's moving and you're not moving. Mm. I mean, our main thing is because you're not getting fresh
not
air
getting
while
fresh
you're doing
air.
It. Maybe if you dragged it into the fucking garden.
Fresh air does cure
everything.
All diseases.
All things, yeah, yeah.
All
yeah,
things.
Everything.
Yeah.
So hers is, so you could go, if Rosie turned around and said, ma'am, should I do a 100K ultramarathon uphill on the treadmill or should I go for a 3-mile walk? She would always tell you to go for a 3-mile walk. No question about it. She would go, the walk's much better for you. It's mad. So you're the same with Dioralite. You don't believe Dioralite is a thing.
He
you
was
don't
drinking
believe
water.
Getting a little, like, you can't, your body can't absorb the fucking water unless you've got your electrolytes and your salts.
What are electrolytes?
They are the things that stop you shitting your ring out. Right.
Right?
So, I think, I don't know that, please don't quote us on that.
Right.
But
you
however,
don't even know what you're talking about.
I do, I know exactly. Listen, I have gleaned several conversations about this while passing people at the gym. So I'm, you think you're a plastic surgeon? I'm an electrolytist. I'm an electrolyte engineer, right?
What even are they? Oh, that's just salt. I thought it was just natural salt.
Jamie, can you get this
no,
up?
No, we don't seconds. Have a Jamie.
I'm Jamie. What are electrolytes? A liquid or a gel that contains ions and can be decomposed by electrolysis. Right, this isn't making any sense.
Ridiculous.
What electrolytes
We've
do for your body? Electrolytes
cut.
Are chemicals that conduct electricity when dissolved in water. They regulate nerve and muscle function. Hydrate the body. Bang! There it is.
So does water.
But you can't absorb. I got told by someone, right? Someone who at the gym who I trust implicitly. You can't absorb the water unless you've got your salts. Otherwise, that was what I got told. And that's what basically, I put it back to this. When we got back from Ibiza a while ago and I was done in.
Hungover.
No, I was
you
done in.
Too much.
Sunstroke.
You That was dehydrated. Not sunstroke.
I had red dots on my feet.
You drank too much.
Red dots on my feet. And I said to you, right? I said, go to the supermarket and get some. We've talked about it here. I said, get some diorolite. And you went to the supermarket and you went, they didn't have any. And I went the day they later didn't? When I could finally go to bed, the day they had about 200 boxes.
Well, they must have just restocked. Yeah,
of course.
That
yeah, great. Day. That was it. You just missed it. You just missed the diorolite delivery, the big truck.
Big double D.
I had one lot. I had one lot of it and I was fine. Right. One lot of it and I was great. Fine. Sorted us right out.
Okay, good.
And
for
the
you.
Other week when I was in bed with the shits the other week and I said to you, can you get us a diorolite? And you fucking point blank, you wouldn't get us one. You wouldn't do it. You were like, you don't need it. That is your Sandra's treadmill.
I know. Fair yeah. enough.
And that
I
kid.
I just think as long as you're eating and drinking.
He started perking up when I snuck a diorolite in his drink. He started perking up. Almost immediately, someone said.
No, he did not.
Almost instantly.
It was just the way you kept going on about it. And like even like now, you've said it far too many times.
This is not sponsored by Dora. Right? Other electrolyte drinks are available.
Have a look at his head. Shut the fuck up.
My beef with you isn't actually a beef. Oh. For change.
Is it something positive and nice?
It's an appreciation.
Hang on a minute.
Just pretended to pass out.
Just passed out. Come on
it's
then.
It's an appreciation.
Okay,
and
I need
you.
This today, actually.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
Don't bullshit me. Is this actually... You're taking the piss.
Listen,
I could really do with something nice to do.
You, right? I am... It is a thank you.
Yeah.
You constantly have a go at me for being a bad driver, right?
Oh,
all the time.
This is...
And then the other day, we were in a scenario where you had to manoeuvre the car out of a driveway and onto a road.
Yeah.
And you...
Yeah.
Girl power got out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And made me do the maneuver.
Yes.
You said, I can't do this. Can you do this maneuver?
Wasn't that I couldn't do it?
And you couldn't
I
do it.
I still
want
to put myself through it.
And in doing that, you obviously were admitting once and for all that I'm the better driver. And I want to say
that.
Your actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words. And I want to say thank you. And I want to say, I appreciate it.
Not where I thought this was going. We had a conversation after that though, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, fuck you
for
saying what you said to the people.
What?
You said it was my car.
Yeah.
And you when we went I wanted to die.
There's a guy trying to wave what out.
When we were walking around the car swapping seats, you said to the man, oh, it's not her car. And she doesn't know how to drive it.
To cover your back?
Yeah.
Because so what's the opposite?
Me,
this is her car. She's just shite at parking and moving it. Although she gives it a fucking gets her lip going when I'm driving, doesn't she? But look at this, who's laughing now? No, I did that to cover your back. I went,
fair enough, but
I went,
we're
swapping.
It really annoyed us.
Yeah, but it was good. I went, oh, we're swapping. It's my car. So, and she, you know, she doesn't like doing all the stuff. And the guy went, okay. I thought that was nice, actually. That's the nicest thing I've done all week. That's one of the nicest things I've done in my life for you.
Oh, dear, which shows the level of Chris Ramsey. No, but we had a conversation while we were driving after that of, I don't profess to be the better driver, right? I'm not. No, listen.
Yeah.
The difference between you and I is that I'll make a mistake and I'll be like, "Eh, shit, sorry," to a passenger.
Yeah.
You will never admit that you've made a mistake.
I
and that's what pisses me off.
I will admit when I make a mistake.
You never
whenever
do.
It happens, whenever that may be in 10 years, 20 years, whenever I make my first mistake,
Wow.
I'm joking.
And you actually put your... I'm so sorry. That came out of nowhere and snuck up on me.
Can I just say, I'm not going to let you finish your sentence. Argument null and void. Argument null and void. When you're having an argument or a debate with someone and they knock out a manky burp halfway through, that's because your crisps are kicking in. Null and void. End of discussion.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Lovely. As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com.
Do you remember the song? We are the world. We are the children.
Possibly.
It's worth living.
No, not really, actually.
I was a bit obsessed with that when I was a kid. Okay. Anyway, on to this week's questions from the public.
Sorry, has that got anything to do... Are you mad? What was that?
I don't know, because I did a funny voice and it reminded us of... I just love that song. Anyway. Hi, Ramses. Please keep me anonymous.
Categorically got nothing to do with anything you're about
to
say.
No, nothing at all. Just
it had nothing to do with anything we just said before that.
No. Just a banger. Just a pure banger that you don't hear much anymore.
Oh. Just what? Something happened today, actually. I haven't told you this. Something happened today in the gym.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Stop.
It's the only place
talking.
I've been. It's the only place I've been.
Oh, I want to die when you talk about jiu-jitsu.
No, this
all
isn't. This is about music.
Time.
This is about music, and this actually validates you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there we are.
No, but
it does.
You've poked me in.
So they put some music on at the end when we're sparring. They put the playlist on, right?
Oh, no, they what? Don't. Oh,
yeah, God. You can put music on. There's all kinds.
So what do they put on?
Kinds. Sometimes they'll put like one of the lads is a drum teacher, so he'll put like sort of heavy metal like drum stuff on. But
this gets worse.
It goes all over the place. So weirdly, there was just like an indie playlist on today, and the Kooks came on.
Yeah.
Weirdly, it was Naive. Not saying this is your fault, was I know you could have done more. So that
you're
was on.
So naive.
No, I think
so...
the fine is pronounced naive. So that was on.
Yeah.
And I was like, I looked at the coach and I was like, bit of a weird choice of song to be on. And he was like, yeah, he was like, remember the Cooks? He was like, I bet you love these with your bloody indie boy haircut back in the day. I was like, oh yeah. And he went, they've only got two good songs and he named another song. And I went, yeah, well, they've got that other one as well. And he went, which one? And I chose... I went, you know the one that goes, and I tried to sing it. And he went, what? And I went, oh, fuck, Rosie's right. I can't even sing one out.
Do it, will I know it?
No, you won't know it, but it was just like disgust on his face. Aww. Like actual, like I went, you know, they've got that one that goes there. And he went,
yeah,
what?
You can't, your tune's well off. But
you weirdly got Naive there, which I didn't think you would have, but it was a massive
song. More of the words than the tune.
Great.
You do, but when you sing along, you can hold the tune. Nah. It's just independently not great.
Okay. Good,
not great.
Good. So when I'm holding your hand, I can do it a little bit, but if not, don't bother.
No.
Great.
That's like people who try to learn to sing. I think if you can't sing from being a kid, don't...
I feel the same about stand-up comedy.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, but...
if no one's ever laughed at you, don't try stand-up comedy.
No, I feel like, because the people go on courses and stuff, they go, oh, we're running a stand-up comedy course, and I feel like you can't be taught it. I feel like you're gonna... But the thing with that is, sometimes the course is a way of someone attempting it who could do it.
Well, that's like singing lessons.
Yeah.
You got to be able to sing already to have lessons to get better.
Yeah.
You can't sing, you can't teach someone how to sing. Yeah. You've got tone or you don't.
But a couple of like world-beating, absolutely incredible comics came from courses back in the day. So
this was
dines,
a new thing.
Everyone
to me.
Dines out on
this
that.
I didn't know there was comedy courses.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Hilarious.
So I think it was great, hilarious. Oh, and you've passed the course.
I shall be running my own courses out of my garage next week. Right, please keep me anonymous.
Yes.
I have an ick that I really need to share. Still loves icks. This is actually vile, right?
I love icks.
But at the same time, I'll tell you, well, we'll get to the end. My husband, when buying cards for his mum, gets mummy cards and writes in them, to mummy bear from Baby Bear. He's almost 40 and it makes my skin crawl. Please tell me this is weird and it's not just me. Okay. So, do you want to know how I feel about this?
Yeah.
Part of us is like, that's gross. If you did that with your mom, I would be so weirded out.
But I'm going to finish a sentence here. You want the boys to do it with you.
But if my little boys are writing me cards when they're 40 saying to mommy, I'll be the happiest little lady in the whole wide world.
Great. Yeah. So it all comes from the point of view of who the men are to you in your life.
I think so.
Yeah.
But if you did that, that would be
great.
Awful.
Because you're supposed to fancy me. So that's why.
Am I? Do I?
Do you know what I mean? So she's supposed to fancy this person, and he's doing that. So yeah, but that must make the mom's absolute day. Mm-hmm. So get over it. It's just a little pet. I'm absolutely fine. I'm on board with this. It's just a daft little pet name he's got with his mom. That's absolutely fine. Although, again, in our area, really annoying. Every time there's a birthday or Christmas or Mother's Day, the lack of mam, M A M and M A M M Y cards. Yeah. Hardly any.
And
sort
Nana.
It out. Nana.
Nana.
So it was nan, nanny, grandma, grandmother.
But you can't get mama at all.
You can't get mama because that's a thing you and your family made up.
Is it? There's loads of mamas. There's loads of mamas now.
Nah.
Even though Rafe, when he's been at me mum's, he's like, mama, mam, mama, mam.
Yeah, when
mama,
he's shouting at you.
Mam.
Oh,
like,
when he comes back from me dad's, he calls me Grandad Bill all afternoon.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I'm a little behind, so I was just, sorry to hear that.
What? Sorry to hear that. Are you still doing your comedy course?
Literally. Just been in my last lesson of my comedy course.
Yeah.
And I'm knocking them out.
Not about the park.
All
fantastic.
The time. Yeah.
I'm a little behind. Sorry to hear that. That's dreadful.
Is it?
Yeah, it doesn't really work. No. I get the vein of joke you're going for.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You just dropped a grade course. You've dropped a grade. You've dropped a grade on your comedy course, right? Bunk up your ideas.
What would I get in the comedy course?
Oh.
B.
Nah.
E.
Nah.
Come on.
What was the one you used to get that was you?
Ungraded.
Ungraded. I just like annoyed. Yeah, you even put your name on the test.
Right, good.
Yeah.
I was just listening to the episode where a couple were having sex and the man thought the woman said, slap my tits. But she didn't. So her partner was enthusiastically slapping her tits and she was so confused. It made me remember a funny story and I wanted to share it.
Again, thought about that after. I would have went, no.
What, if someone...
slapped me tit? No.
Is it not?
Or I'd have went, what?
Is it not a little bit sexy?
If I was having sex and someone thought I said, slap me bollocks, and they slapped me bollocks, I'd curl up in the fetal position and be sick.
Mm.
Aren't they quite tender?
Tit?
Yeah.
Nah. I mean, yes and no. They can handle a bit of rough tits. Depends. It depends what time of the month it is, Chris.
Great.
If you're due on, no.
Right.
But if you're not, then... But
slap away.
Slap happy.
Right,
get slappy. About 10 years ago, after our A-levels, me and three friends went on a girls' holiday to Bodrum in Turkey.
Oh, yes.
Of all the places.
Bodrum?
Is it Bodrum or Bodrum?
Oh, I don't care. Sorry. I think it's Bodrum.
Is it Bodrum?
Yeah.
Okay. The hotel had some shops attached to it, and one of them was a tattoo and piercing place. What? Why is that funny? What's funny?
The hotel we got, yeah. Hotel's great, yeah. All inclusive, yeah. Had a little shop down the bottom, yeah. Beach access, yeah. Had its own tattoo parlour. Oh, your hotel had its own tattoo. It did have its own tattoo and piercing. Oh, see, wait, I was just had a piercing place, but yours did tattoos as well.
Classy.
Jeremy, theirs had piercing and tattoos. Well, we've got the name of it, man. We'll go there next year. Sick of going on holiday and only getting a piercing when I want a tattoo. All right, mate, yeah, can you do the hotel name across the bottom of my back? Cheers.
Oh, God.
Our hotel had a tattoo and piercing place. Fucking hell. Oh, God. Right, I've narrowed it down.
Jesus Christ.
I've narrowed it down to two hotels for a holiday, right? Yeah, okay. One of them has got a spa.
Oh, nice.
Spa and a gym.
That's a bit of me.
Other one, tattoo and place, brothel.
Oh.
Which one do you fancy?
How do I pick between them?
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly. Fucking hell, man.
I know. My friend decided to get her nipple pierced, which we thought was hilarious.
Whatever happened to henna tattoos, eh? Whatever happened to getting your hair braided for 6 hours on the promenade?
On the steps. The four of us went in and we realised the person working in there was the hotel rep who she'd got with a couple of nights before.
Oh, God. What do you want? What do you want? A dragon on your back? You're fucking joking, aren't you? It's volleyball in half an hour. Can I do a dragon fly?
I don't do small ones. I only do massive ones. It seemed a bit dodgy, but we went with it. Why would you?
Later on, we saw him. He was also the chef in the restaurant. And in the morning, it was awkward. We got woke up because he was hoovering our rooms. He was also the maid.
Mrs. Rabbit from Peppa Pig.
Mrs. Rabbit.
Right. Despite a bit of a language barrier, we...
And then he choked up me one.
Were you thinking he was the blooming Thomas Cook?
Yeah,
rep?
I thought he was the Thomas Cook Club 1830 rep.
No.
No, he's the rep from the hotel.
He's the rep from the hotel.
And he's the tattoo and piercing guy.
Which one do you think he had first?
Oh, God.
Which job do you think he got first?
I tell you what, I hope this hotel has been shut down. I do not trust this hotel. This...
I bet it's got a foot, the fish foot spa.
Oh, they've definitely got the definitely foot spa where they're doing your fishing. Okay. I like the idea, they go, oh, a little PS, well, but you're not going on my banana boat ride, are you? Because you're not able to get the life jacket on if you get your little PS. Maybe do banana boat first, then get your little PS after. Yes, I will be driving the jet ski that pulls the banana boat. Yes.
Busy guy.
He was also our pilot on the way home.
Right, listen.
Sorry.
Listen. We explained what our friend wanted, and the rep, thankfully, explained he needed his more experienced colleague to do it, as he just does the easy piercings. I'm not sure if he was even trained in any way. We waited awkwardly in the shop until the proper piercer came in.
Great.
We then explained again what our friend wanted. He nodded and then expected her to get her boob out in the middle of the shop, despite there being loads of people around. We, in brackets, again with a bit of a language barrier, asked for somewhere more private. They clearly didn't have anywhere, so we ended up following him through the hotel basement to a spa / leisure facility changing room.
Oh,
so there is a spa.
It's got everything.
Yeah. It was a bit weird, but oh well, at least it was more private. My friend took her top off. Then whilst looking at her boobs, he said something to her which none of us understood. After a bit of time, he then began to slap her boobs quite frantically, and we realised he was trying to get her nipples hard. The three of us were laughing so much at this sight in a random spa changing room. God. Our friend's boob getting smacked left and right by this random man. Finally, they were hard. I don't think I could get hard nipples if I was laughing.
Right.
Or maybe you could. Maybe it's not something you control. Anyway, finally, they were hard. Thank God for that.
Why didn't he go and get some ice from the bar?
Well, you would think, wouldn't it?
He's clearly a barman as well.
Yeah, there's loads of ice abroad. They've always got ice.
There's loads of ice abroad.
In England, it's harder to get ice. Abroad, there's always ice.
Yeah.
Got ice coming out the bloody backsides.
I don't know. Okay, I'm just going to leave that
Why?
There's loads of ice. Do you mean there's like, because it's for the drinks?
I've worked at a hotel in Greece.
Uh-huh.
There was always ice.
Right, okay.
Because everybody wants ice in their drinks. There were never...
So no one ever wants ice in a hotel in England?
Yes, people do. But how often do you go to a hotel or a bar in England and they've run out of ice?
Fair point.
All the time?
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry?
Yeah. Well, no, I still don't think they've got ice coming out of their arse. But
well, that was possibly not a very weird thing to say. Right, listen. Finally, leave
that ice up your arse too long, turns into water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, they were hard. And just as he was about to put the needle in our fits of laughter, I leant back and accidentally leant in the light switch, so it suddenly went pitch black.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Fortunately, he hadn't pierced her yet, but as you can imagine, we were all howling with laughter even more. Eventually, the piercing did go ahead with success, but it's certainly a memory we'll have forever. That's it. So she did get... At what point would you have said, all right for this?
I don't know how many red flags she needed. I don't know how many she needed. It's, first of all, I mean, don't book the hotel. I am not booking. The minute that travel agent says to me, oh, you know, if you like tattoos or piercings, your hotel's got a tattoo part. Get me another hotel immediately. Mm-hmm. No chance. one guy can't do it who's also the rep. He's just in there doing, yeah. He does the easy ones.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this, right? I've just started watching a new program on Hey You.
You fucking Christ.
Right? It's right. A spin-off of Vanderpump Rules. It's called The Valleys, right?
God, I'm sorry. Isn't Vanderpump Rules a spin-off of Housewives?
No, it's not. But Bravo, right? Because you get, and they're all on Bravo. Oh my gosh. I should be sponsored. Lisa Vanderpump was in Real Housewives of Beverly Hills for a long, long time.
Yeah.
But she's got all the restaurants and the bars. Mm. And this Vanderpump Rules started years ago in one of our bars.
Right.
But they're all getting older.
But it was essentially a spin-off of Real Housewives.
Sort of, not right. really.
So this is only a spin-off one person. This is a spin-off of a spin-off.
Yeah.
So this is, fuck me. So in Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, there was a woman called some...
Lisa Vanderpump.
Lisa Vanderpump. And then they took her and did a thing just about her bar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what have they
You're talking
now?
Like 10 years later.
Great.
So it's called The Valleys because there's a few of them who are older who now don't live in Beverly Hills. They live like in the Valleys.
Okay.
And they're just a bit older and they've got kids and stuff.
Okay. So now it's called The Valleys.
Yeah.
So that's a spin-off to their...
The
right.
Vanderpump Rules.
God,
it's only
okay.
three episodes, but I'm enjoying it.
Brilliant.
But this is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
They had a party, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, it was just a house party.
Yeah.
They'd done it up and that, and there was kids in that there. They had a tattooist there, giving out tattoos. You know when you're like...
How long is your party?
And not just that, how flippant are you with tattoos? Like,
oh, some people are crazy flippant. Some people don't care. When you've got like loads and loads and loads, it doesn't really matter anymore. I think because we don't have one.
Yeah.
It would be
but
a huge
But they didn't have
thing.
Loads and loads. So I can understand, you know, when people have got sleeves and they've got, and it's like, and it just, they kind of just.
They just mix in.
Mix in.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
they
yeah,
think,
yeah.
Well, I got that. And then it's pretty cool. I got that at that party and blah, blah, blah. And people love their tattoos. I totally, yeah. Each their own. Jesus yeah. Christ, it's your body. Do what you want. I just found it so mad. That,
That's and really
were,
strange.
And some of them who haven't even got many tattoos were like, I've just got a tattoo. And you're like.
Well, what? Yeah, but what? They take fucking ages. What's he doing?
So weird.
Imagine getting to the party at the beginning and going, all right, I want basically the roof of the Sistine Chapel. I want it across my back, please. Yeah. How long are you here for? He's only going to be able to do, you know,
numbers.
Words,
and that.
Words
what
numbers.
If it, what if
numerals.
They weren't real? Surely they might not have been real.
Don't know.
Fake tattoos.
You watched it.
I didn't pay that much attention.
Fucking hell. Oh, God.
Just found it a bit odd. Just thought that's a weird thing.
Have another bag of crisps, will you? Yeah. I think you're flagging.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Dear Rosie and Chris, I hope this finds you both and the boys well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're all well at the moment.
The boys are very well. They've Easter holidays, but they've been near bother.
Nah, they've been great.
I mean, it's intense, but they're lush, aren't
they? They've been lush.
They're dead canny. This just happened and I am mortified.
Yes.
I regularly listen to the podcast whilst out walking my dog, which often results in random outbursts of laughter in the middle of a field.
Sorry, was that uncontrollable?
Uncontrollable. Yeah. Sometimes I can't say a certain word, which must look so bizarre to onlookers and really alarms my dog. Poor dog.
See, sorry to interrupt you, I have never understood that until today. I was driving along in my car today and I burst out laughing. I was laughing my head off and a man... he was at the crossing on a bicycle. Should have been on the road, mate. But he was at a crossing on the bicycle waiting to cross and I went past and he caught us laughing and he looked really annoyed. He thought I was laughing at him for some reason. I don't know why. And I wanted to go, I'm not laughing at you.
What were you laughing at?
I was laughing because I just pranked you. Which I thought was going to be your beef, but it wasn't.
Chris rang me on the way home from Yankantown and told me he had to go to A&E.
I wasn't going to go ahead with it and I very rarely prank you. But sometimes...
Wouldn't surprise us, though.
But sometimes what happens is your phone, have you not noticed that you have to say hello twice?
Yeah, why is that?
So you pick up and you say hello too quickly and I get it, oh, like that, and I think, has she said anything? And I wait and then you say hello again and I wasn't going to prank
with
you.
Everybody who rings us. Yeah. Hence why I hate phone calls. So I'm like, hello, hello, hello.
Open your phone, let it sit a second, then say hello. Just take your time.
Ugh. Gotta wait a minute. Gotta wait.
Not a minute.
Like
just a
what?
Second.
So, brr, 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 brr. Hello.
Yeah. Well, brr, 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 brr. Hello.
No.
That's what I do.
That long.
Yeah. You say hello, and your phone
okay,
doesn't
well,
catch it.
Okay. Well, I go brr, 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 brr. Hello.
Yeah. No, it doesn't catch it.
God, isn't technology shite?
Yeah. Totally.
Do you want to hear this?
Course.
Right. Okay. So the bizarre to onlookers and really alarms my dog.
Get it.
Because I have small ears and can't therefore wear in ear pods, I wear massive wireless noise cancelling headphones instead.
Right.
But it's so cool. They do hurt ears after a while.
You never think about people whose ear pods just don't fit. AirPods.
Have you ever tried to put them? I put them in Rafe once.
Yeah.
Absolutely not having none of it. I was like, why are your ears so shite? It wouldn't fit in.
He's right. Why are your ears so shite?
Listen, let me finish this because I'm going to get distracted.
Right.
You'd think this would have the added benefit of deterring strangers from stopping to chat to me, but no. I guess I have one of those faces because people always try and speak to me when I'm out, despite me clearly not being able to hear them with my headphones in.
You've got
to
lift them up and go, what? Sorry, what?
It happens to me a lot as well. Yeah. Today I was listening to episode 249, Christmas Ramsey, and you were recounting the story of the gay male with huge balls who used sex toys with an ex. I don't remember this.
Do you know what it is? You think you could remember something like that, but they all just blur into one.
Two, don't they?
And that's,
oh, no, I do.
That's terrible.
I do. Right, okay. I do remember. And okay. I've read this. My dog and I were just rounding the corner coming home when a lovely elderly lady...
What? My dog and I were thoroughly enjoying the story.
Yeah, he loved it. When a lovely elderly lady smiled and mouthed something to us. Instead of pausing the podcast, I just lifted one earphone to hear her whilst your voices continued to resound in my other ear. What a lovely dog, she said. What breed is he? I smiled and answered her, but she suddenly looked confused. I guess she hadn't heard me properly, so I repeated myself a couple of times more loudly. It was on the louder second utterance that I realised what I was now shouting at the understandably surprised elderly lady. Clearly my brain had gotten confused between what I was hearing in one ear and trying to say out the other as I was loudly and repeatedly telling the poor dear that my dog was a cock ring spaniel.
No fucking way.
As opposed to the more official breed name, cocker spaniel.
A cock ring spaniel.
What dog is he? He's a cock ring. He's a cock ring spaniel.
Could have been worse. Could have been a butt plug pug.
Oh,
oh, it's a butt plug pug.
Oh, do some more.
Oh, don't you
oh no,
on
come
spot.
On. Come on.
Golden shower retriever.
I want to do one. Your brain doesn't work that well. I want to do something about a Labrador.
You want to do something about a Labrador?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Pick a shit one.
Lady Bits Labrador? No. Oh God, I've ruined it. Anyway, that was it.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Shag Martinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
And what you don't realise, because this was seamless, is Rosie's just sat for about 5 minutes trying to think of a dog, and she didn't think of it. It was painful.
No, let's talk about Shih Tzu.
Let's talk about Shih Tzu was the closest you got. Very well done. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, being part of this this weird little thing that we've created. Please do subscribe and follow.
Titty Terrier.
Also great. Yeah. Please subscribe or follow on your podcast apps, and if you want to send anything in, any stories or ics of the like, it is shagmarinoid@gmail.com.
Bondage bulldog.
Shut up.
Oh my God.
Back in your ears next week. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.